Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Incidentally, there was a story earlier this year in June in the New York Times about the disturbing new pattern in mass shootings, how young the assailants are. In a critical range, ages 15 to 25, law enforcement officials and researchers consider that the hazardous crossroads for young men aged 15 to 25, a period when they are in the throes of developmental changes and societal pressures that can lead them toward violence. Six of the nine deadliest mass shootings in the United States since 2018 were by people 21 or younger. We see two clusters when it comes to mass shooters, said one expert. People in their 40s who commit workplace-type shootings, and a very big cluster of people 18, 19, 20, 21 who seem to be caught up in the social contagion of killing. There is no single easy explanation for why young men are more likely to engage in mass shootings. Girls make up a small percentage of these perpetrators, but many causes cite most often by enforcement officials and academics seem intuitive. Online bullying, increasingly aggressive marketing of guns to boys, lax state gun laws, and federal statutes that make it legal to buy a semi-automatic long gun at the age of 18. And then they point to the stories you know, Buffalo, Uvalde, and the list just goes on of instances where the shooter, Sandy Hook, Columbine, where the shooter was younger than 21. Representative Sean LaFord's on a phone line. I suppose those numbers don't surprise you, huh, Sean? LaShawn?
They don't, John, and thank you for such a thorough examination.
What is this bill mostly going to do? Clearly, I'm keying in on the age 21 thing, but there's more than that. What are the most principal parts of it or important parts of it to you?
Yeah, and, you know, I think it's important to get words right. I think that the listener should know that we're not banning assault weapons, but we are banning the sale of them, which means that individuals that have their weapons now will have to register the weapons according to the bill. That's one of the things that it's going to do, not ban assault weapons, but ban the sale. So I think people with the Second Amendment that believes strongly in it, like I do, should recognize that no one's going to come and confiscate guns.
That's interesting, because I did see the possession of. So if I don't register it, then my possession, I'm not going to be grandfathered in. I do have to register it. Is that right?
That's right. Exactly. That's exactly right, John. And also, the bill will, as you said, make sure that you have to be at the age of 21 in order to purchase a gun. And of course, there would be exceptions for people that are in armed services and people that actually have a parent that's going to be using the gun for hunting. And so they could get a waiver based on that, according to the bill.
Wait a minute. Hold on a second, though, LaShawn, because that's critical. A lot of people value hunting. It's a rite of passage. Boy, that's a big deal south of I-80, say. So a 19-year-old could get a hunting rifle. Is that correct?
Yes, with the purpose of hunting and having a parent be the person that actually signs for them.
Are you satisfied
for
with that?
Are you
satisfied with that provision, LaShawn?
You know, I am satisfied with it. I think it's something that we have to be very aware that sometimes parents lax. They become lax, and their kids could have the right to have a gun in their name, and they could use the gun at different times. So it's my hope that we do everything that we can to work with this body, this legislative body, and make sure that we tighten it up to make sure that the gun should be maintained with the adult at all times.
But the problem in Illinois, Mr. Ford, is not hunting rifles so much as it is handguns on the south and west side, right? So how does this how does this fix that situation or improve that situation?
Yeah, that's important to note also. This will not fix it. but it will add value. And that's what we're after doing. And so part of the bill also sets up a strike force with the Illinois State Police to cut off the sale and do our best to cut off the sale of ghost guns and to make sure that we're able to, not ghost guns, but straw purchasing. We want to make sure that we do everything we can to eliminate straw purchasing and stop the flow of guns coming from our border states. So the bill will work with the Illinois State Police to put together a team that includes the ATF, the DOJ, and the state police and local police to stop the flow of illegal guns into Illinois. And most of those illegal guns come into the south and west sides of Chicago. And so we hope that if we could stop the illegal flow, that will help save lives.
I'm all for anything that works. I'm even for stuff that might not work, but let's try it and see. But as long as I can go to Indiana and buy a gun and bring it over, how are we going to fix that here?
You know, I think that that's why we do everything that we can to chip away at this, but it is a federal problem. And I was just at the White House talking about gun legislation, and they're urging us in every state to pass laws to protect our citizens, but also to urge our congressional members to pass federal legislation to make sure that there are some communications between states so that there's a national gun registry out there.
I'll still be able to own a handgun, is that correct?
Yes, you can still own a handgun. And our goal, one of the things that I think we get confused in this debate is that we believe, people say all the time, that it's only people that do crimes with guns or people that have them illegally. Well, this bill is also going to make sure that we protect people that have legal guns from maybe using them when they have mental health problems. So we're going to extend the period from 6 months, the red flag period from 6 months to a year, in case someone has a mental health problem, that we could confiscate we can detain their weapon for a year, not 6 months. So yeah, the bill is going to do a lot to chip away at it, but there is a national problem that we have.
Understood.
Out here.
But what about in the case of the Highland Park shooting, there was a communication issue or what you just said would not fix what happened in Highland Park, right?
That's right. The governor fixed that and the legislature codified it. So the communications between the state police, situation has been fixed in the law. Or there's been clarity. The state police was at the table giving us language and the governor did an executive order to deal with that situation, and we codified it in the law.
What is the bill's chances? What are you hearing from your colleagues?
The House Bill 5855 will pass in the House, and I can't speak for the Senate, but, you know, the governor is urging this. And the president of the United States is urging this. And so I think that we have seen that this violence with guns are creeping into every neighborhood. And when that happens, you have representatives from every neighborhood voting for it. And so now I hope that we get Democrats and Republicans recognizing that we need to increase public safety in Illinois and vote for this bill in lame duck.
State Representative LaShawn Ford, we'll follow it here. We'll also talk to the critics of it later this week, but I'm very interested in its progress. I know our listeners are on either side of the aisle, so we'll talk more about it down the road, LaShawn. Thanks for your thoughts today.
Thank you, John. Have a good day.
You do too. You bet.